Yo, Breezy, it's Monday, man. You know what that means?
It's Mock Draft Monday, baby!
Let's get it.
Yo, what's good, bro? I'm sitting here reading the chat. Now I want some M&M's.
M&M's? Yo, I heard that M&M came out with like peanut butter filled joints.
Yeah.
And so now I'm wondering, are they just trying to like be Reese's? Because isn't that what the Reese's pieces are?
And then Reese's came out with caramel filled joints. So they're trying to be Snickers?
M&M had that before? Oh, they trying? No. Oh, Snickers. I see what you did.
Hey, are they all made by the same company, though?
Are they all owned by Mars? Now
I
gotta
look
it up. All right, let's see. All right, here we go. Who owns M&M? All right, here we go. All right, so M&M's flagship company of Mars, Wrigley. Oh, dang, Wrigley, they got money.
Dang, all right. Wrigley, the gum?
So, yeah. All right, wow. So now let's see who owns Reese's. Hershey. Okay, Hershey. A fight okay. Back, baby. Okay. Okay.
Hershey, the originator, too. Like, they the triple OGs.
Snickers. Let's see who owns Snickers.
That's Mars, right?
Mars is Mars. So, Snickers and M&M's.
All right. Shout out to Steven out there who's talking about M&M's. And I was just like, dang, now. My favorite M&M's are the almond ones, though.
That's cool. I can't
They got a different crunch. Got you. They got a different crunch than the regular peanut M&M's.
Yeah. Speaking of stomachs, hey, man, how was your weekend, bro?
Yo, bro, I had a gig, and it was a private gig, and I don't know, I had filet mignon. It was good. It was like butter, but I had to go to the bathroom, right? And so I went to the bathroom that was on the floor in which the engagement, you know, was being held. And when I walked in there, it was like a bunch of employees just like sitting in the bathroom. I'm like, who the fuck sits in the bathroom? It's disgusting to sit in the bathroom unless you're using the bathroom. You go to the bathroom to do three things: pee, dookie, and wash your hands. That's it. That's it. Then the three things you go to the, you don't go to the congregate. That's how you, it's mad germs, right? So I'm like, dang. So I left because there's too many people in the bathroom. And plus, I needed to use the bathroom, and I needed to, if it was one person in the bathroom, I would have been cool. But when it was like seven, I'm like, nah, this is like, I'm claustrophobic. I guess that's the term to use. There's too many people in the bathroom. So I was like, all right, I went outside onto a ledge. No, I wasn't about to jump. It was just a ledge. I needed to think for a second. So then I went to think, and I was like, oh, let me go down to another level. I'm sure they got a bathroom on a different level. So as I'm walking down the stairs, this kid was like, yo, what's good? Like, and then the level was kind of like deserted, right? It was like nobody on that floor. So I didn't know if I wasn't supposed to be on that floor. So I see the bathroom. And then right as I was walking in the bathroom, it was like, I forgot what it said. But it was a bathroom for boys and girls at the same time. So I was like,
like a unisex bathroom.
Yeah, but I don't think I've never used a unisex bathroom. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never been in a unisex bathroom, and I didn't know what to think when I walked into the bathroom. Like, I might have walked into the bathroom, wait, and I might have seen,
like, multiple people can go in the same bathroom?
Yeah, that's what a unisex bathroom is.
Well, I was thinking, like, you know, it's not a men's room or women's room because, like, it's a single bath. It's just a bathroom.
It was an open bathroom, like in European bathroom with individual stalls, but you know what I'm saying? Like, so make a long story short, I went to use the bathroom, but I never really got a chance to use it because I was uncomfortable being in the bathroom. So I did what I had to do. But I had to go again. Like, I really didn't use the bathroom literally to this morning. Like, for real. So I was kind of stopped up this weekend, bro. what do I do for football games when you got to use the bathroom? I go to the bathroom. It's a men's bathroom, and then there's a women's bathroom. So I go to the men's bathroom. This was a combination bathroom. Does that make sense? Like, now maybe
so you didn't want to deuce in front of a woman.
Nah, I didn't feel right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt weird. Like, what if she say I stink? You know what I'm saying? Listen, y'all got to understand. Like, this wasn't – I understand that we all human. You know what? Next time, I'm just going to go use the bathroom. But the way my stomach was set up and the brain, it wouldn't allow me to do what I needed to do, yeah. You know, in the
That's
bathroom.
Funny, man. I kind of have, like, a shy bladder, too. Like, even at home, if I know my kids are standing on the outside of the door, my wife, I can't go. Like, walk away, or I got to turn, like, music or something on. Like, I don't know what it is about just, like, people hearing me. Like, I don't like it. I can't go. Like, you got to get away from the door.
I'm not wearing Depends. Come on. Then you got to walk around in that? Y'all got to stop. I went. It just wasn't the full went. You know what I'm saying? It was like I got something out. And it was cool. But that was my weekend, bro. Great show. Great school. Shout out to the school. College in Connecticut was dope. Shout out to the band. But then that Sunday, man, I was like blocked up for a minute. Like, I finally relieved myself today, which is perfect because we're going to do this mock draft where we're going to release our Delph. You know why? Because I really want to trade Brandon Ayuk. I think it's time to trade Brandon Ayuk to a team to where he is the number one option. How about we do that? Let's trade Brandon Ayuk to a team where he may feel like he's going to be the number one option.
We got to get a mock draft simulator that allows us to do that. But in the meantime, let's talk about it because there's some stuff going on, and you know, fake accounts are saying that Brandon Ayuk was, you know, requested a trade, and then that came out that it didn't at all, at least not yet. We know that's part of the negotiations that's going to happen at some point. They have to say that. Right. But as of today, it didn't happen. He hasn't made that request. So if we were to be in the market for a wide receiver, let's pretend he's gone. Let's do today's mock draft with the mindset of Brandon Ayuk already being gone.
OK.
Having been traded. Now, the issue with that is we're not going to get the compensation right. So I think we're kind of screwed.
We'll get it right.
How do we do this?
We'll get it right. We're gonna get what we can. How about that? Because we won't know like what the Niners are asking for. They might, you know what I'm saying? We'll look at teams that are interested, like the Jaguars and the Steelers. How about we do that? We'll look at the Jags and the Steelers. We know those are two teams that might be interested in a wide receiver like Brandon Ayuk, right?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So let me get the PFF up. Let me slow down the speed a little bit because it'd be going wicked fast, and then I'd be like, huh? All right.
And you trade players in PFF?
App some mother loving lootly. See how I'm dope on my edits now? It's not a bunch of these words.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. That's good. That's maturation. That's the one thing we didn't check before we started, too. That's my bad, man. I'm sorry.
You're getting them to work, though. That's okay. That's why I'm here.
I mean, I could do the me, 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 but that wasn't the beep you wanted.
Here we go.
There it is.
All right.
There you go. Hey, it's a beautiful day up here in the Northeast, man. 78 degrees today.
Oh, it's time to pull out the
breeze.
It's time to pull out the grill, dog. Like, that's what that is.
Bro, I went out in a hoodie and sweatsuit today.
Oh, yeah. You probably could have took the hoodie off and the sweatsuit. You could have just went out in draws.
Yeah.
And white beater.
My wife wouldn't let me, though. She's a hater. My biggest hater.
You stupid. All right, Mike, what I'm going to do, because we did have a question, they asked, will we trade up and trade down in this draft? And yes, like, that's where we are. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because it's a realistic thing. It's cool to try to get these draft picks right where you're actually drafting. But we know John Lynch don't stick around, stay around. You know what I'm saying? That dude is trying to wheel and deal and trade up. So let's check with the Jags. I think the Jags and the Steelers are the two teams that seem to be heavily interested, maybe more so the Steelers, but we'll see what it takes to move up to number 17. Now, we could force the trade, but I'm not going to force the trade, okay? So I'm not going to force the trade. All right, so we're going to put a player in here named Brandon Ayuk. All right. And we're going to ask for the Steelers.
Hello? Did I lose you?
Oh, there no. Can you see what's going on, can you?
I can see. Yeah, I can. I was looking at something else. But I was
and they're willing to give up. So what do you want for Brandon Ayuk? We want the first and what? They look like they're willing to give us the first, the second. Nah, this can't be right.
They're not. No. That's just you selecting which one of their picks. They're not offering that at all. All right, so.
No, but usually this thing will go down where it says trade likely to be accepted, Mike.
All right, so this is what I think we should do. I think we should try to get a first, a second, and swap of thirds. That's probably too much, right?
But like, so what I'm trying to say is like,
I was thinking 63. I'm sorry. I was thinking 63.
So I don't want to move back two spots. I mean, I don't want, this is a fourth round pick, like 96, right? Or is that still a comp third?
No, that's a comp third. But all you right. wouldn't give up 63 to move up to 48 also?
I don't think we have to. See what I'm saying? You see this green bar? This green bar would usually go down.
If I'm the Steelers, though, I'm not giving up a first round pick. And I'm going to tell you why.
This is the Jags.
Oh, the Jaguars. But yeah, I'm not giving up a first round pick only because we got to give him a contract still. But if they're going to take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they're going to do it, you put Brandon Ayuk in there, where'd he go?
Oh, he's still down there.
Oh, he's okay. All right, cool.
So you want to ask? If they're going to
let us do it, then let's do it. Yeah.
All right. I mean, it'll tell us no. It has no problems telling us no.
All right, let's see.
So you just want for a first and a second.
That's it.
That's a lot.
That's a lot for Brandon Ayuk, right?
Let's see what happens. All right, boom, done. All right, so he's gone. All right, cool. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
So we are now picking twice in the first round. And I'm sorry, Mike. Am I going first this time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're not putting this on me because I was going to tell you what I was going to do, and you're not going to like it. Yeah, you definitely going first. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, he said that we need to start all over because I put in forced trades.
No, you didn't check that box. It said force this trade.
They said that I did. So let's try one more time. I put on fast, seven rounds. I didn't put on no forced trades. There's no button for that.
There's a button on the page where you made the trade and you didn't have it checked off.
But I didn't put forced trade.
See, right there it says force this trade, and you didn't have it.
All right, so you want to go back to the Jags pick, or you want to go to the Jags.
No, we got 17. Let's get 17.
We got 17-48.
17-48. All right. That's all crazy, because I was listening to Fetty this weekend.
That's my Fetty Wap.
I know exactly who I want at 17.
Okay.
And I'm seeing what you do.
Oh, what happened?
No, you doing it.
You can. Let me do it again. I thought I hit the trade button, but I didn't. Is it going to let us make the trade? We should be able to. 17. Now the draft started. It might not make.
Yeah,
it might not.
You got to do 17-48.
It might not let us make the trade now. Let's see what's going. All right, they did. Okay, back to resume the draft. All right, so we at 17.
Oh, damn, he gone already.
Who?
See, because we moved up. So
who was your guy?
Came off.
Who did you want? Romo Odunze?
Yep.
Yeah, he was going to be gone. We got to move up high to get him. All right, so here's what it is.
Hold on. How many quarterbacks went in the top?
Caleb, Drake, and Jaden. So the top three. And the Giants got McCarthy. So four QBs went. Speaking of Brandon Ayuk, it's a report saying that it looks like he reported to day one.
Yeah, of course.
Voluntary over that.
Today,
we can talk about it while we do this draft. But
yeah, today the Niners reported. So let's look at wide receivers, bro.
Mike, I'm drafting Troy Fontanu, man. I think you can get a wide receiver in the end, but I'll look at the wideouts. I'll look at them. Because if I like Brian Thomas is the one I want. Like, that's who I want. That is who I want. Do I go after him or do I get shit? So you putting this on me?
I ain't seen you say nothing. I get nervous with LSU wide receivers. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
But I like if he's there at the second pick, we getting him.
I just feel,
at 48.
No, we got 31 still. What are you talking about?
Oh, let's roll. Come on, get your tackle.
I'm getting the tackle. Troy Fontanu. Ding, 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 there it is. And look at these guys.
What side he play on now?
He play on the left side. But he could play on the right. Oh, my God. Kool-Aid is there, baby. I make Kool-Aid for my family. Let me see where your boy went. We did pass up on. Uh-oh. Oh, he gone. So, Ladd McConkey would be the next wideout to get. Like, that's that dude.
Where did my man go?
He went to the freaking. The freaking Rams right after us, Mike. You see how this joint do us? If it was any other team, they wouldn't have drafted him. Because the Rams are listening to our conversation, and they knew we were going to try to get him at 31. You see what they did? We got to get a receiver, Mike. But Kool-Aid is smacking us in the face. I think you get.
Yeah, but you don't get rid of Ayuk for.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Let's look at these wide receivers. Troy Franklin, Ladd McConkey, Roman Wilson is a slot guy. Ricky Pearsall could use him in a slot. Keon Coleman would be the guy that I would like. Jalen Polk, Xavier Leggett. I don't think any of them dudes going to be there at 63. So good luck, bro. But I think you should wait on the receiver. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you who to pick, but you need to pick Kool-Aid McKinstry. But I'm not telling you who to pick. And we still got pick 48, dog.
I'm not telling you who to pick.
You should go Kool-Aid McKinstry, though. But I'm not telling you who to pick.
Yeah, you might as well go on, get your corner.
I feel bad. Nah, Mike. I feel like
get the corner.
Nah, I feel like
we need one.
I know, but I feel like that's a bad influence. Go on and get your corner.
We're two players that aren't going to start this year.
I disagree. They can start. I think they come in. Kool-Aid McKinstry would be the question mark because of the foot surgery, right? But you're going to have a top corner in the league once back out on the football field. So he might not start. He may start the season, and everybody going to be pissed off on that, not the NFI. He might start on the NFI for the first 6 weeks. I'm cool with that because when you get him back, good golly O'Malley, right? I'm cool with that. But you got a tackle that I think can start. People are saying that Troy Fontanu is too small. That's bullshit.
Let's look at the edge rushers real quick, too, before we just assume.
Mike, if you don't draft Kool-Aid. Okay, no, this is Mike's pick. This is my pick. What am I doing? I'm such a bully. I have to stop being a bully. I don't like bullies, so I don't like myself right now. So let me go to the edge. Mike say go to the edge. Let me go to edge. Darius Robinson is the edge that I like, that I feel like if you're going to draft the edge here. But again, you can address this in round two. We got another. Yeah, we got two second round. We got a.
All right, let's two get. Go ahead and get Kool-Aid.
Yes. Get out of here, coupons. All right, there it is. We got Kool-Aid because look, that first round is spot on, yo. We got Troy Fontanu, and we got Kool-Aid McKinstry, and Mike. I'm on the clock. I got my cornerback. I don't need another cornerback. Even though I like Mike Sanders still. Let me go back and see who was selected.
Look at your centers.
You want me to go centers? You sure?
I just want to see who's there.
You ain't got to, okay, you ain't got a whisper, though. The only one that I like is Cedric Van Braun.
You don't?
Paul Emmer is good, too.
You don't like Christian Hayes?
He's a guard, though. He's not going to play center. You're not kicking him inside to play center at all. He's 6'2", Rhino.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yo,
right.
Rosengarten okay. went to the Saints. They keep mock drafting him, too. I don't know if people peep that, especially on PFF. All right. I'm going to go look at the wideouts because I – ooh, yeah. Oh, yes, Lord. God good. God good is all the time. Oh, they took Leggett. Let me ask you this question. This is
Leggett was going to be a dog.
you took the words right out of my mouth.
Is Adonai Mitchell?
Adonai, there? I think, is gone. See, when I'm up this early, I want to draft a wide receiver. This is why I traded Ayuk. All right, let me ask you this, Mike. I think Roman Wilson is the best slot wide receiver in this thing, but that's not.
We don't need a slot guy.
And he's the best blocking wide receiver too. I got you. I'm just telling you what it is. Ricky Pearsall, I think would be a good dude. What is he? I just need to see his. I want to see his height. 6'1". Yeah. I could dig it.
Is it too early for Keon Coleman?
No, see, I
like
think,
him, man.
So Keon like Coleman Keon. To me is this year's. You ready? Puka Nacua.
Cool, but Puka ain't 6'3" and that physical.
Is Keon 6'3", bro?
Yeah,
he's 6'4".
Yeah, he is.
God,
he's 6'4"? Don't say he's 6'4".
Yeah, but the reason why I say he's this year's Puka is because you see his ability to run the gauntlet, bro. He had the best gauntlet time.
He's quick.
Well, it's not about him being quick. It's about him just trusting his hands. Yo, when you run the gauntlet, it's all about the receiver trusting their hands. They know the ball's coming. They got to keep moving. So it's blop, blop, blop. They can't take their eye. They're not even looking at the ball into their hands. It's so weird. It's so crazy. It's a mm-hmm. tough-ass drill. But he ran it the best. He ran it better than Puka Nacua.
Are you worried about his speed at all?
Nah, I don't think the Niners need him because you get lateral speed with him. Mm. So for instance, can you see my fingers? Because I'm not looking at the screen.
I see you.
All right, so I'm lined up out. Let's say I'm lined up in the slot or I'm lined up on the outside, and you just got him running the draggies. And if he's running drags and he's beating his guy on a straight line and the ball's, you know, Brock, no one gets the ball out their hands quicker than Brock P. You know what I'm saying? And so when that ball come out, he trusts the hands. He's still running a lot. And now he's just leaving players in the dust. I don't think about his 40 speed. I know it's 4.5, but I'm not concerned about it. I like other receivers, though, Mike. So let's look at some other positions, bro.
This is your pick, so, I mean.
Yeah, but you could help me. I helped you. What about getting a tight end this early? Like Jatavion Sanders. Mm-hmm. Or Edge Jonah Ellis. Did we go into or Rook Orohoro? Or Horohoro?
Zorro.
There's so many players, bro. Jalen Polk got the footwork. Chris Jenkins is like Donkey Kong strong. Where do I go here?
Are there any trade offers to trade back, like just two or three picks?
There are. So Pittsburgh is willing to trade us back three picks, as I see. And we can move back. We give up 48, and we could ask for. See how that bar went away when I asked for 84? Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to explain to you. And see how it kind of gives you the percentage. So we could probably get, if we want an extra pick in this draft, we could trade back into the second a couple of spots. You said three. And we move up into fourth. And we get an extra fourth pick. I'm sorry.
We don't have to. It's a lot of players to pick. We don't have to. It's up to you. I'm just trying to stick. Like, this is our sweet spot right here. This is the sweet spot of the draft for the Niners.
Let's see what they're saying in the chat, Mike. Let's pay attention to our chat. You know what I'm saying?
They said Puka gets separation. And
Puka is just running slants. What kind of separation is that?
And
like literally,
they saying Coleman can't.
Okay, hey, I don't. If they say Coleman can't create separation, cool.
It was one person. I shouldn't say that. It was one.
All right, Vince. I see you, dog. I like Baker, so that's why I'm waiting on the receiver. I'm gonna wait for my guy. I say we move back three spots, get an extra fourth round pick.
Mm. Then we can load up on tight end.
Bro, I was going to go tight end on the next pick. That's just what I was thinking.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's see what happens. We're going to offer a trade, guys. So we're going to trade the pick that we got in a trade, pick 48, from Jacksonville. And we're going to move back with Pittsburgh and see what happens. Trade accepted. I like this trade, man.
All right. Yeah, no, this is solid. Now.
And he's still there.
While the iron's hot.
So I'm getting the tight end. It's the top tight end.
Jatavion Sanders,
that got to stop popping up. So Jatavion Sanders, boom, boom, boom.
All right. I need to know if the most dynamic offensive lineman in this year's draft is still available.
Okay, so who?
That is Graham Barton.
Graham Barton has been gone, but Mason McCormick is his number two. Like, to me, that's Barton number two. It's pick 63 if you want to go that route. That means you're going to get a versatile guy. But you could get, if you want to address the guard, Christian Haynes is right there. The centers is Cedric Van Praan. Like,
Cedric Van Praan, he's good though. That's Georgia right there.
Georgia. Every time we say Georgia.
He's reliable as a pass protector, and he's effective in the ground game.
I just feel like you could wait on him, but I got you. I don't see the 49ers drafting a center unless they combo ish esque. But
this guy is a pure center.
Because I like the athleticism of Hunter Norzad. I like the athleticism of Tanner Bordelone. I think they can play really well at center in this system. You know what I'm saying? So
where does this board have Van Prong right
at 93.
And where are we at right now?
We're at 63.
He's going to be there at 94. He's going to be there at 94.
I think you take a dynamic player, like a weapon, an edge, Chris Broswell staring us right in the face, like from Alabama. I think you go edge. You just address the tight end. I think you can go wide out here. Now, this is your original pick.
This is, this is
Braylon Trice is right there.
We're going to have to go edge. We're going to have to go edge because, Chris Kocurek is losing his mind. The Niners have made this many picks
and haven't no gotten
anyone for his defensive line. So here, we got to look at defensive tackle and defensive end.
Okay, so now you read in my mind. And guys, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Make sure you hit those like buttons. We truly appreciate it. Mike, I'm sorry, I hit the wrong position. My apologies. I do want to check the interiors. If Rook or Horror was there, bro, I'm sorry. That's who I'm rocking with. Why do I keep going edge? D.I.
Darius,
all right, so they all
Darius
there.
Robinson.
Yo,
Michael
Brandon
Hall,
Dorless
Jr.
is available, bro. I'm sorry. Brandon Dorless is right there. He can line up inside. He can line up outside. Michael Hall Jr. is more of an inside guy. He's available.
Yeah, I'm looking at inside guys. Wait, go back to the top. Let me see who we got on here.
You got let me just give you the inside guys. My apologies.
Oh, you did both. Oh, you did a little combination. Oh, go ahead. Put it back on the combo then if you want. That's okay.
These are inside guys. I mean, you know how I feel about T'Vondre Sweat. You and I had a conversation over him. Will his weight be an issue? Will the arrest be an issue? I feel like he's a red flag. I'm kind of going to stay away from him. Even though he's going to go to a team, Mike, and be that dynamic dude. I'm sorry. Like, he's going to be that dynamic dude. If you're drafting an interior guy in round three, I would go for a guy that's going to be some type of combination, like a Brandon Dorless out of Oregon who can line up outside, line up inside. That's my opinion. So if you want outside, I'm going edge here. You still got we got two fourth round
picks.
We got
to go edge. These guys are a little too high right now. Let's go edge. And so your Chris, guy, horror.
He's gone.
A horror
went to the freaking Dolphins.
Hmm.
Of course they would. Of course. Ricky Purcell is a wide receiver, but I feel like we can get another wide receiver. Guess who took Keon Coleman, bro?
Who?
The Cowboys.
Oh, CeeDee Lamb on his way out.
I think Junior Colson will be a difference maker at the linebacking position in this round, too. That's just me. That's just my thoughts. But I don't want to just reach on any edge. So is there an edge rusher that you feel? I like Chris Broswell out of Alabama, Braylon Trice. The Niners have, I believe, formally met with Austin Booker, Gabriel Murphy, the twin. He's good. Javon Solomon, we talked about his high sack ability. Dude has 16 and a half sacks. But if we talking the top tier, it's Chris Broswell.
I got a thing for, sorry, that sounded weird, right? But Chris Broswell and Adisa Isaac are my two. I don't even know if Isaac's on the board right now.
Isaac just was taken, if I'm not mistaken. He just went to, bear with me, Mike.
Oh, sugar honey
you see
iced
that?
Tea. All right.
You see that?
Okay.
You see that,
so
right?
Let's go ahead and get Broswell. Yeah, let's get all Broswell. Right.
I like the Broswell pick. I'm not going to stunt. Can I move you? Yeah, because you're getting on my damn nerves. I like the Broswell pick. The Broswell pick is going to be dope. And I met him at the Senior Bowl. That's a solid pick right there.
There's something about that Penn State pass rusher, though, that just, you know, gets me hyped.
They both were good, though. Like, don't get it twisted.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
But I think the truer pass rusher out of the two is Isaac, Adisa Isaac. But Chop is going to give you the burst, the speed, everything you need. You know what I'm saying? All right, we're at our original pick, 94.
Can I just tell you my favorite thing about Isaac real quick?
Please.
It's like everyone was like, oh, Chop, Chop, Chop. He didn't shine until after Chop went down. A lot of people are going to try to associate his success with Chop being out there. You know what I'm saying? But it's cool.
Okay. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. You be on the money. Now, listen, man, we talked about Dominic Puny.
He's sitting there. But there's your guard.
I can't. Okay. I love Mason McCormick, guy, bro. I don't know if it's because of his last name and he's a seasoning, but he would add some straight up seasoning to the San Francisco 49ers offensive line. The dude is guy, man. I'm telling you, bro. I just like Mason McCormick. I think he's great at pulling. I think he has the athleticism that we need. This is a fourth round pick, right? Or a third round pick? Fourth round pick. Third round pick, excuse me, is the end of the third. I gotta get him. Let me check the wideouts. Jacob Cowing, straight up slot guy. Malik Washington, another slot guy. I actually like Malik over Jacob. No one's talking about Taj Washington, and I felt like he had more production than Brendan Rice, and he don't care where you line him up. He just wants to go out there and produce and play football. But that's me. Mm-hmm. It's me. That's Taj Washington. And then there's my faithful Lukey, man. Lukey's going to be there at some point. And these are all slot dudes that I'm mentioning, except for Taj. I think Taj could play outside as well. So it looks like we're down to slot guys. Interesting, right?
I want you to do the right thing because I know I'm going to piss everybody off with my next pick.
Javon Baker is gone, y'all. He should have been the pick at 94. He is not there. If Javon Baker was there, you already know Breezy would have drafted. That's his favorite wideout in this draft. He is gone. And it's just how the board falls, man. We would have had to adjust. Matter of fact, let's see where he went. Y'all like Javon Baker? Let's see where my boy
Brendan
went.
Brendan Rice is off the
Javon
board.
Javon Baker went to the mother freaking Bears at pick 75, and he was projected to go in the 90s. This is the stuff that I'm talking about.
But I like the unexpected stuff like that. I like that. Because that's how the draft is really going to go. We all going to be sitting around like, oh, they reached. And it's because we do mock drafts all day. And it's like, that's not where they were, but they're mock drafts for a reason. There's never been a perfect mock draft. Just like there's never been a perfect NCAA bracket.
I'm going McCormick here because all the skill positions I feel like are gone. And so I'm getting
right
an athletic, versatile lineman who can play center. Okay? Like, he could play center. He's a left guard, particularly. But this might be the end of Aaron Banks' era. Like, people forget that Aaron Banks is going to be a free agent next year. I don't want to. I'm not trying to be that dude. All right, Mike, we got a slew of fourth round picks, bro. I feel like we drafted four times in this round.
Where did Trey Benson go?
He went. I didn't know, Mike, we use your inter running backs, but I could tell you where he went. I guarantee you he went to the Bengals. That's a great pickup for the Bengals.
Because they just got rid of my guy over there.
That's a great pickup for the Bengals.
Oh,
I believe they got Chase Brown And now they would have Trey Benson. That's a great pickup. That's a great pickup. Great pickup for the Bengals. But, Mike, if you want to look running backs, you know I'm down.
I am.
Let me know some of these running backs ring a bell. Tyrone
Jonathan Brooks.
You like Jonathan? Jonathan Brooks is gone. He's the best running back in this draft. Even with the injury. Braylon Allen is a dude. Isaac Garrido, Mike, I'm not going to preach it to you. I'm just going to say his name.
I know, but he's going to be there later, though. He's got that speed dynamic. He gonna be there later.
We got, like you said,
we got four.
Oh yeah. We got four.
A lot of picks. Yeah. All right, let me check linebackers real quick because I like Jaylen Wright, and I like Guerrero. Trey Benson was my guy. That means that Blake Corum is gone also. If Corum is gone,
yeah, Corum is gone. So okay. You got Cedric Gray, Michael Barrett, J.D. Bertrand, Steel Chambers from Ohio State. Curtis Jacobs has become one of my faves. I know he's ranked low here, but I think he's gonna be a top linebacker in the NFL. Curtis Jacobs out of Penn State. I don't care where they got him ranked here. Mark my words about Curtis Jacobs, y'all. Mark my words. I love Cedric Gray, Mike.
Cedric Gray is a dog, though. Don't you? What you about to say about Cedric Gray?
The only issue is his missed tackles. I think, but he's gonna give you a high volume of tackles. So like, you can get a high volume of tackles and a high volume of missed tackles because he is always over pursuing or trying to get to the ball, whatever. So you're gonna get the tackles. That the one thing he knows how to do is tackle, but his over pursuing makes him get missed tackles. Like he'll be too quick for a play and then miss it. Kind of like, you know, a guy that used to be a San Francisco 49er.
Or even like a guy that is a 49er when he's
Mike, don't do it.
You talking about Quan Alexander, so
you know exactly who I'm talking about.
I'm gonna stick to what you were talking about because I don't want nobody to get mad at me thinking I'm hating on some of the current players, so I'm not gonna do that. But all right, so but I think it's a little early for him. I think Cedric.
Don't pay attention to that number of where they got him ranked because you're seeing teams go after their players. No. Attack this draft as if you're going after your players.
All right, give me him. All right.
I'm not trying to tell you what to do.
No, because you're right. No, you're absolutely right. And I just got done complimenting saying that's how drafts actually go.
I like the Cedric Gray pick here, though. I'm not going to stunt. You're going to get a high-volume tackler. He's going to be on special teams, so that would be great. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he's not bad at covering. He's not bad at all.
He's not the greatest. It's just he lacks a little bit of that athleticism that I would like to see from a guy that, you know, the quick change of direction and all that. But when he's playing downhill, he's locked in.
Locked in.
That's what I want from a guy. I want that. So
locked in. Mike, I like
this. I can't wait to see what you do now.
Because I'm looking at a safety that I think has the highest upside in this draft. And his name is Cole Bishop. And I know I talk about Sione Vaki and his versatility and his ability to play running back. But if you want a true, pure safety out there, like a guy that I think that would fit very well with the San Francisco 49ers, this might be early drafting a safety in the fourth round when last year you drafted a safety in the third round. Cole Bishop would be a great addition to the San Francisco 49ers. Like, don't pay attention to the grade, but the versatility you get from him, Mike, as you can see, is his ability to cover in the slot, outside corner, playing the box, and play deep. That just screams 49er, right? Like Jimmy Ward?
Well, and let's be honest. I would put him in a strong safety in the NFL.
That's my point, Mike. That's my point. You with it.
Yeah, come on, man. He's a good run defender. He's dangerous in the blitz. Come on, man. Solid zone safety. Come on, man. Did you do it? You pulled the trigger?
No, I didn't do it because I don't remember. Did we address the edge? I can't remember, and I don't know how to go back.
Chris Broswell.
Okay, because I was going to say get Javon Solomon here.
No, we took Chris.
And I don't think we need another outside corner, but Malik Washington is there. I'm scared he's not going to be available.
I tell you what, you get who you want, and if the other person's not there, I'll get him with the next pick because it's not far, right? It's not far away from there. We picking and like
I'm going Cole Bishop here, yo. It just makes sense. We got the picks. He fucking went to the Bills. You know when I tell you that the Bills, I got to go back and check who the Bills took in the first round. Hold up. Let me, because I, hold if up. They should have took a, they should have took a wide out in round one. So bear with me. They went Cooper DeJean the month, and that makes sense. They lost their whole secondary. They went and got the best damn secondary player in the draft. Makes perfect sense.
They lost the whole secondary, bro.
They turned around and got an ill 5'8", 5'9", wide out in Malik Washington. That's tough. Not a Stephon Diggs. Totally different type of wide out. I'm not mad at him. But Mike, you on the clock. And since my guy is gone.
Isaac Guerrero.
Okay. I hope he's not taken. I feel like he's gone. He's not. Mike, I love you.
Dum da dum dum dum.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah. All right. I like that pick, Mike, because the Niners finally get speed out on the edge as DeJean. DeJean. My apologies, Oscar. DeJean. Because some people pronounce it Jean, some people pronounce it Jean.
Yeah. It depends on where they're from.
All right, so DeJean. Thank you, Oscar, for that. All right, Mike.
Phonetic spelling.
Cool. I'm on the clock. Much, we're done trading. We got five picks left in this draft.
We already 40 minutes in. This is fun. Come on, man.
This is probably the best one ever. All right. I can't.
Looking at his name. I know. As soon as you click wide receiver, his name is jumping off the page at you. You might as well just go ahead and do it. You can't. You are passing him for the Michigan guy. Like, this is incredible. Like,
oh, this is
your
this
heart
is
talking to you.
Oh man, this is me watching tape and film. This is I'm cool on Cornelius Johnson, but listen, he's not Taj Washington. Brendan Rice was their number one wideout from and you can see he's ranked to go higher. But if you look at Taj Washington's production, you know, people think I'm lying. Let me just show you this kid's production, okay? I just want you to see that this kid put in the production. Over 1,000 yards as a number two? Don't that sound familiar to you, Mike? Don't that sound like somebody that we just lost in this draft? I'm just saying. You know, he's not tall. You can line him up in the slot, but he can play outside. And you know where he's dynamic? In the freaking red zone, Mike. In the red zone is where he's really dynamic. And so I know I like Lukey. I do. But I got to get my boy Taj, man. Taj is staring me in the face.
And we might be able to get Luke later, man. Listen, the Niners need wide receivers. Y'all better stop acting like everybody that's here is just a lock and stick.
Come on, Luke. Luke at 170, 176. Luke at 176. Let's double up. Luke at 176.
I ain't promise all that now.
Oh, okay. Okay, my bad.
Now, we'll see. We'll see what's going on.
Luke at 176. Or
should we do it, y'all?
Your boy Jaheim Bell is there, but I just don't see us
why
taking
you talking about Brendan Rice. Brendan Rice been gone, bro.
Yeah, Rice has been gone.
Rice has been off the board.
Rice is gone.
Rice, baby. I got an unpopular request. Let me see if they're in there at all.
Give me the position.
Fullback. I know. Super Mike. Duper unpopular. I just want to know.
Mike.
I want to know.
Mike. I know what turned you on.
No. Don't say Mike and then sing that. You should.
I didn't know that. It took me a minute for it to register that that's what you were singing. But
no,
dang,
we're not drafting one right here. Though.
Okay, guys. Good. Okay, thank you. All right. You're the only person I know that's going to draft a fullback. But okay.
All right.
We got Jatavion Sanders too. So I don't.
Can we
think
look at
we
the tackle position?
Yes, and they took my freaking tackle too.
I mean, offensive tackle, by the way.
I'm with you, bro.
Make it clear.
And all of them are no
offensive tackle.
Okay, Mike, I can't tell you who to pick, but I'm gonna say his name.
No, don't say nothing. Shh. Bite your tongue. Now, this is what we're gonna do. Okay, so we are in what, fourth round now? Fifth round?
Fifth round, round five, pick 41.
Is there a player by the name of Christian Jones
gone
on the board?
Gone.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. He went in early round four. I can show you because I know you think I'm lying. So,
no, I believe you.
Let's scroll up. There he went right. Guess where he went to, Mike?
Don't say the Rams.
The Chiefs.
Oh. Why they keep stealing players from us, man?
They
That's
on
cool.
it.
That's, they almost disrespectful, man.
I think you could get Caden Wallace in round five, round six.
Rosengarten went really, really high, though, right?
He went to the Saints at pick 45.
Okay.
I think you should go Caden Wallace, but I think you could get him in round six. I think he'll be available in round six. It's just me.
Hold on now.
Hey, Miss Sin.
Played on the opposite side of Tyler Guyton. And he is a long-time guy. Oh. I believe his name is Walter Rouse.
Walter Rouse, he is not bad. I don't know if he's in this pool, but he might be gone or he's just not in their pool. But yeah, Rouse would be another dog. Yeah.
He's like, and he's got some age, he's got some strength with him.
So you don't worry about the age when it comes to the linemen, huh?
No, I actually encourage it because they're naturally
they're more
stronger.
Matured. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Go back. Let me see the list of what we got here. And let's see who I.
All right. Best available.
Go back to the tackles. No. Forget best available. I'm going to stick with what we're doing.
But you don't have to draft the tackle here. You could double up on Lukey. I think you should double up at the wideout.
Wait. So we got George Kittle. Oh, we had two tight ends last year, and we drafted one already.
We've never drafted double wideouts.
All right, let's see what we got, though. Let's look at the
Let's look at the wideouts.
Let me see.
I scroll.
I like Luke McCaffrey, but I don't know if it's going to translate, man.
What you mean?
I don't like anybody named Cephas.
Jordan Whittington from Texas is there. What you mean?
You know what, man? Let's do it for Mama McCaffrey one time, man. Come on, man.
I
want to
know.
Noise for Mama
you
McCaffrey.
Said
let's
that
go.
You said you don't know if it's going to translate. I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. It's okay. He's great.
Because I don't understand. I don't know if it's going to translate. Like, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
I don't know if any of these players are going to translate. That's true. But here's what I do know. It's a lot of players' names we know, and it ain't because of their last name.
That motherfucker. The Bills are – they could think the Bills can – they built.
So, okay. All right. We'll step over. We'll leave it alone. Hello? Am I still on? Can you hear me? You okay? I told you what I said, right? Did you hear what I said about the... Are we talking too much?
I'm curious. Maybe, is there, like, a sensor on our mic that they can hear us as we...
It's cookies. Oh, yo, that would be, like, the perfect...
We got to turn our cookies off, huh?
When they collect what you're saying and just grab the players before you, that would be dope.
Like, bro.
Because, you know, people do that.
I know no one was thinking, like, for the Bills to draft Caden Wallace, whatever, yo. All right, we talked about getting a center earlier, and Wallace went in the six. I said he was going to go in the six, so I didn't lie, and he went right before us. I'm not taking Frank Gore Jr. right here. He will be gone. I think I'm going to address the offensive line with a six-round pick. I'm going to get
He's
Tanner.
He's not going to be gone. He's not getting drafted.
I'm going to draft center. Tanner Bordeloni, I hope I said that name right, out of Wisconsin. So that's where I'm going.
This has been a very heavy offensive side of the ball draft. I want to commend us for that because Kyle don't like asking for help. So, you know, this has been a very offensive-centered draft. So shout out to you, Wayne, for doing that. Shout out to those in the chat
that like are co-signing some of these picks, and I don't feel like – like they're downgrading some of the picks that we've even made, like you know, but like the feedback is amazing. So shout out to everybody out there in the chat with these two picks left. Hey, Mike, you know what's dope?
Yeah.
We pick at 215 and 251. Ain't that some scary stuff? I would trade 215 just because. That's just weird.
5 in the house. All right, let me ask you about this guy. And he's probably gone. He probably went a long time ago.
Okay.
It's a corner from Oregon named Kyrie Jackson.
Mike.
Is he what?
Kyrie's projected to go around 2, dog.
No, he's not for real.
For real, for real. The dude is 6'3 with an 84.5-inch wingspan. He is going to fit somewhere. He probably get drafted by Seattle.
I had him going way before 6, just so you know, but I didn't know he was going that damn high.
Mike, you be asking for players that are gone. Hold on, it's cool. He might have went in round 3. Let's see if he got to round 3. Yeah, he did. He went to the Giants in round 3.
Okay. You know what? I can see that.
I love you, bro. That was funny. Keep asking me about these players so I can give you my natural response. Because that was all natural. All
It was. It was. And I wasn't trying to be funny at all either. All right. What about a guy named Elijah Jones?
Go on. Boston College. I think he went round four. That he, believe it or not, he's like a runner up in my top for my top five. Like he's like number six that I would like that will fit the Niners. Nice big 6'2" outside corner. Like him a lot. I'm gonna find out where he went though. I said round four.
That's what you thought.
He might have went round four. Look at me, to Green Bay.
Roe Terrence.
Who?
Arizona State.
What
first
position?
Name Roe. Last name Torrance. Sorry.
Position.
He's a corner. He's a corner.
Okay. So like okay. I've never heard of that name, which is good.
Gonna be somebody that's available later. Another 6'3" guy. He's not there?
No. Marcellus Dial is there, though. I'm curious to know how you feel about him.
I don't know that one.
6 feet, 195.
Marcellus, you said Dial?
Dial.
Like, out of, like the phone?
Or the soap.
All right, so he's there?
Yeah.
South Carolina guy?
Yeah.
Let's see. It says here, looking at my little guide here, Dial will continue the South Carolina tradition of producing draftable cornerbacks for the next level as he flashed his ability in 2022 as a starter roll across from Cam Sutton. During 22, Dial recorded 3 interceptions, 12 PBUs, and 45 tackles. We have him projected as a 3-4 round pick. Wow. Yeah.
There's good two size, corners
speed,
I like
and
here.
Athleticism, however.
Dial, okay. And I like Josh Wallace out of Michigan. If you're going corner. We've had plethora of picks because we made trades, so we've addressed every position that we needed to address.
I tell you what, man, I'm intrigued by this name you just told me. So let's go with Dial. Just because I like to look, you know that after we do these, we look him up and do more research on him.
Exactly.
So that's why I'm picking him because I'm excited to look at some film on my man.
All right.
You know, when we get ready for Friday's show.
We got him.
I like that.
That's the wrong sound effect, my bad.
Guess he didn't like the pick after all, guys.
All right, so I get the last pick in this mock draft, the 251st pick of the 7th round for the San Francisco 49ers. We'll look at the safeties because I think we drafted Cole Bishop. So I don't mind looking at the safeties again for those that want to look at the safeties. Let me know his position. We got running backs. We drafted a running back. We got Isaac Garrido. All right, but you said let's look at the safeties. Oh, man, whenever I see safety and I see Kaiten Oladapo there, that's the one that I go with. That is my safety. That is who I would want for the San Francisco 49ers. All right. The Vikings did take Frank Gore Jr. You guys are good. You guys are good. I don't think we double up at tight end here. Let's go look at the running backs. The Jawar Jordan, the other running back out of Louisville, would be the one that I would be interested in if I was going to go double up at the running back.
Is Trey Knox the same tight end that I wanted that was like 6? No, that's – okay. Never mind. It's South Carolina. Okay. I'm sorry.
Trey Knox, 243, 6'5", 237, excuse me. I remember you mentioning his name before.
Yeah, well, he used to play receiver. And then transition to – he's got more athleticism than people give him credit for, but he ran a slow 40, so he's going to slip. I was just asking. I'm not saying that we should get another one because we have tight ends that we got to figure out if they're going to make this team.
I want a tackling machine, and when I think of a tackling machine, it's this safety right here, Kaiten Oladapo out of Oregon State. So, like, he's the guy that I would want. If – and people need to realize, like, y'all know I'm high on Tua's brother. So, like, if we didn't need Talia, Tua Lea would be our quarterback. Like, I would be drafting him. But
you like him?
I do like him. I think he has big arm capability, and he's pretty efficient as a quarterback. And he gives you the mobility aspect, which means if a play breaks down, he has the ability to run. I think he has that factor. That factor is better than his brother's. That's just my opinion. I've watched him play for 4 years. Mike, you've watched him play because you're a Big Ten guy. Like, and he always found ways to give Michigan problems. That defense, because they had to chase him around, and they had to be, you know how the Niners always got to make sure they're prepared for a mobile guy? Like, mm-hmm. that's what teams had to do in college for him. But he likes to stay in the pocket and throw the ball. He does.
Okay. I mean, you know, if sure. If you're
going, I'm not going quarterback
safeties, though.
But okay.
No, I know.
Here are the safeties that are left.
Safeties,
Josh Proctor.
Mark Perry on the board.
Mark Perry is available.
Now, you said you want to tackle a machine.
Yeah,
that
but I don't know what his tackles transcend. And he had 56 tackles in 2023, 70 in 2022, 56 in 2021. So he can tackle. Those are solo tackles, too, by the way.
Right. And then there's DeJarian Taylor Demerson from Texas Tech.
Nah,
he's
gone.
A shorter guy.
This is the kid I like. Look at Oladapo's tackles. 63, 17 assisted, 11 missed. And he's just been consistent, right? He gets one more assisted missed tackle each season as he played. 2021, 15. I mean, assisted tackles. Yeah, I said that, right? I don't know. I just like this kid. Look at his run defensive grade. And his coverage grade is at 84.4. This is the guy that I – ain't this my pick?
Probably too light. Yeah, it's your pick. Is Jalen Simpson still on the board or no?
He's probably gone,
right?
He's gone.
He's gone, especially with the special teams rules. He's going to be the man. I can't believe Kiton Oladapo is still here, though.
I can't believe it either, that PFF people are silly.
6'2", 219, right?
You want to see his worst game? His worst game was against – I like that. I like when people ask that. His worst game was against Arizona. So that means Jacob Cowing – and those dudes. That was his worst game. His best game was against Stanford.
Mm.
But he played well against Washington. And Washington, let's look at the receivers he had to play, and he played well
against the Buffs.
So which team's got good tight ends, right? Because that's who you're asking him to cover and stop the running backs, right? So like, Washington, I don't know who their tight end is. But I do know that their receivers were good. They had Jalen Polk. They had McMillan. I think Jalen McMillan too. And they had Roma Dunze. So they had a trio of guys. Oregon, he played decent. He had to deal with Troy Franklin out there. I don't know, tight ends. I can't, I'm talking about the receivers because he covers too. Like, he's not just the box guy.
Well, you pick a position, I'll tell you who they had on it. Like, you just let me know what position to look at. And then
As a safety, you're asking him to cover out of the backfield. As well as the tight end. So I guess you got to look at their tight ends, and that will give you his coverage rate. I'm not going to break this down. I could break it down into premium, and then we could kind of look and see, you know.
Well,
what I'm saying?
Tell me some of the teams that he played well against.
All right, so his best game with Stanford was, I think playing well against Washington is the one we only need to highlight. He had an 82.6 grade against Washington. It's the only grade we need to look into, in my opinion.
Devin Culp.
Devin Culp.
Tight end.
The speedy tight end. The fastest tight end in the draft. Smack me and call me silly. How could I forget him?
And also, they had Jack Westover. Both of them are really good tight ends.
Yeah. So, like, if that's who he was covering, and if he had to cover their running backs in coverage or stop them, that's Dylan. We just talked about Dylan. He's going to go drafted. I'm telling you, he's going to go drafted.
This is a good prospect.
He might have struggled against Tip Raymond, which is a bigger tight end.
That's Illinois.
No.
He's 6'5", right?
And then Tanner, he didn't play Illinois. I'm sorry. Tanner, the dude from Arizona. I can't think of his name.
Give me a second here. Yeah, Tanner McLaughlin.
McLaughlin. That's the big tight end.
Yes, he's 6'5".
How do I get the spider chart off of PFF?
I don't know. I can't.
If he tells me how to get the spider chart, I'll get the spider chart. I thought spider chart was mock draftable, but if you can get me the spider chart, let me go to this real quick and just see if I could share this.
You know what else I like? I'm going to do a whole draft based off of just RAS scores.
McLaughlin. Nah, because that's just athleticism. That's what you want to do?
McLaughlin. That's what
his RAS is going to be high because he's just a freaking beast.
I like high RAS scores. You're going to need athletic ability in here. You know what I'm saying? But it's cool, though. It's cool. Wayne, you're selling me on this guy, and I don't know anything about him, man. Let's go.
Some guys, again, so you got to remember, guys, I get a I get a jump on these players. Analysis. Okay, I'll go back to analysis. I'm sorry. I get a jump on these players, guys, because I go to the Senior Bowl. So that's where I start my stuff. I don't see anything under analysis. It doesn't say anything. They must don't have anything for him.
Right.
So my apologies. All right, you gonna stop popping up. Anyway, I'm gonna draft him. That's gonna be our last pick, and we can call it a day and get up out of here. What a great mock draft. We got one more of these to do before the real draft.
His RAS, wow, his RAS was 8.16.
Yes. Yep.
That's seventh for this year's crop of safeties.
Ooh, Mike, this grade gonna be sick.
Nah, they probably not gonna like this.
Mike, this grade gonna be sick. I'm about to send you this joint now. All right, here we go. So now PFF has a mock draft assistant, even though they don't assist you to do anything. But at the end, they'd be like, you should have drafted him or whatever. So
okay.
We went Jatavion Sanders over Roman Wilson. I thought we should have run Roman Wilson. All right, so guys that are just tuning in, here's a quick recap. Mike, feel free to jump in. We traded Brandon Ayuk for the Jacksonville Jaguars first and second round picks. That's how we ended up with pick 17 in the first round and pick 48 in the second round, okay? So I want people to understand that. With the first round pick, we selected Troy Fontanu. Mike had the next pick. Talk about it real quick.
Chris Broswell, right? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Kool-Aid McKinstry. This was really Wayne's pick. He pressured me into it, y'all. He was like, come on, Mike, drink the Kool-Aid. Gotta get it. But, you know, cornerback, listen, I said it out loud right away. I said, listen, man, we're taking two players that won't play in year one in the first round.
Shout out to Oscar.
The talent is the talent. You can't deny it, you know. It is going to be what it is. And so when he's healthy, the Niners are going to have a really, really solid secondary.
Well, Mike, we got some bad grades on some of these picks. I can't wait till we get to them. You ready? You ready? Yo, everybody knows about Troy Fontanu. We're going to break these picks down on Friday. We're going to go a little bit more in depth with them on Friday. So, yeah, Troy Fontanu will easily be a great slide-in replacement if Trent Williams tends to retire on next season. But you got you a great left tackle. All right, I traded that 48 pick, Mike. I traded the 48 pick. I moved back. I traded pick 48, and I moved back three slots. I got the Steelers 51st pick and round four 119. And with that, we selected Jatavion Sanders. They gave me a C+ for that. I mean, I ought to slap the PFF mock draft simulator, Mike. But your pick is up next.
They feel like it's early. They feel like it's early in the
I didn't think it was early. You got a tight end. You got like the second best tight end in the middle of the second round. Psh, psh. Whatever. We got us a weapon. Mike, you were next.
Yeah. Next pick was Chris Broswell. It speaks for itself. Y'all know the name. Y'all know the school. Nothing but solid athletes coming out of Alabama, especially guys going in the first two rounds. Edge rusher.
I think you graded better than me in this draft, Mike. We have to do that at the end. We've never done this before, so now we have to do it.
Well, don't worry. My next pick is going to even this right back out.
No, but my I drafted Mason McCormick, guard combo out of South Dakota State. The 49ers would get one of the meanest offensive linemen they haven't had in a long time. Great pulling guard and just has the ability to get out there and get in run blocking. He's really good. He's good in pass pro as well. Didn't give up many sacks, if any. I think he gave up maybe a few pressures all season long. We'll break this stuff down on Friday for sure. Mike, you were up next with the Cedric Gray pick, which is funny.
Yeah, solid linebacker, but for whatever reason, this was looked at as bad. And again, I think it has a lot to do with the position. Linebackers and running backs have been very, very
agreed.
You know, downgraded in drafts and stuff lately, so or in the league. So they fall down. They don't like when you pick them too early.
I agree 1,000%. And then I went and got with pick 124, our original fourth-round pick. I got Cole Bishop. We have four fourth-round picks in this draft. We probably should have bucketed up those fourth-round picks and moved back up into the third round, but we got too excited in drafting. So maybe next time, if something like that happens, we'll look into that. But we did have to move Brandon Ayuk to get this draft started. And Mike, you were on the clock, pick 132.
Yeah, 132. We went running back here, Isaac Garrido. This guy is pure speed, dynamic, and he can get outside and move. So this was a solid, solid pick. The Niners are going to need some help at the running back position. They're going to have some tough choices to make coming up at the end of the season. McCaffrey, what you going to do when we come for you? And this will be a nice little backup. I'm not saying that he's Christian McCaffrey. Don't put words in my mouth, but he is electric.
Is this McCaffrey's last year?
He's got him and what's his name at the same time? Him and Purdy.
Really? Interesting. All right, so we might look at a different running back now that I know that this is his last year. Don't laugh at me, dog. I ain't know that. I sure enough didn't. All right, so I got a D plus for this Taj Washington pick. He was projected to go a little bit later, like 187. I got him at 135. I probably should have drafted Lukey here, got a higher grade, and then picked Taj Washington higher. A little bit later. I see.
Because here we are 41 picks later, and I drafted Luke, and it went down.
But it's because – but this should have been a good –
it was
– this was still early. High. He was projected to go in the 180s.
Yeah, but, yeah. You know. Yeah. So, you know, we go out there and do it for Mama McCaffrey. Coming from Rice, we'll see what he pans out to be in the NFL.
Then I got in the sixth round. As the sixth round kicked off, we still kept our 2 6 round picks. I got Tanner Bordelone. I'm talking athletic. You check his RAS score. I'm sure it's in the nines. All right. And Oscar, I did get the text message from John Chapman. Thank you. And we'll talk about that for sure.
Who am I looking up the RAS score for?
Tanner Bordelone. Tanner Bordelone, center out of Wisconsin. I think he would be a great replacement for our current center. Was it low?
9.78. Holy smokes.
That dude is athletic.
They got my man listed as a guard.
Athletic. Like, that's
good
who he
Jesus.
Is. Jesus. Athletic. But I really like your next pick at 215, Marcellus Dial. That's good. I can't wait till you look him up so you can get some info on him. Yeah,
Marcellus Dial. He's going to be a guy.
Let me close it out with Kaiten Oladapo. I think you get a 6'2 safety, man. And 220, 219, 220. You get a 6'2 safety in here. That's just going to lay the boom. He's going to lay the boom. You see, he can cover. He can play slot. He can play on the outside. He can play deep. He's just a weapon. I don't know why they got him going ranked so low, but it is what it is. So we finished with an A-, Mike. Mother freaking A-.
Not bad. That's not bad.
We got two D-pluses and ended up with an A-. See what happens? Them D-pluses don't hurt when you get more picks.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's not bad at all, man. But we traded away.
Brandon Ayuk, man.
Brandon Ayuk. They're going to kill us for that when they see it.
Yeah, so when the I know.
Yeah, it's coming. I can't wait to recap, do some research. There's a lot of picks to go over. So Friday's show will probably be a little bit extended. But this was a lot of fun, Wayne. I think we did a good job, man, and we gave some weapons to the offense. How many offensive side versus defense? Can we just do a quick count?
Yeah, so offense, we got, you know, as far as weapons or just players?
No, just players.
All right, tackle, so we got a tackle, we got a tight end, that's two, Mason Cormack, guard, that's three, running back, four, two wide receivers, that's six, a center, that's seven. So seven offensive players, so one, two, three, four, five defensive players. This was an offensive draft. You know who we made happy? Chris Motherfreaking Forrester.
We finally gave Forrester some top talent, yeah. But Kosarik's going to be happy, too, if he can get Broswell.
Oh, for sure, Kosarik, man. That's an edge weapon he's going to look to have some fun with. But, guys, man, thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate it. Make sure you leave us some comments, man, in the comment section. Let us know what you think, which picks you agree with, which picks you disagree with. Could we have did something different? We are not trading Brandon Ayuk, but we did it with the possibility of Brandon Ayuk actually being traded. The next time we'll trade him, we might trade him to the Steelers just to see what we can get as far as compensation and return. We do know this is a mock draft and it's not going to always move in our favor. But Brandon Ayuk, if you're watching this, don't be alarmed. We're Negroes and we were just wondering if we could borrow some brown sugar.
I ain't even going to sign out. That's it right there.